We're back on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and this next segment, we have another Go Red survivor in here in studio. We're going to talk about that, and we've got joining us here Gail Donaldson from Heart and Vascular Clinic. She is the marketing director and the co-chair, is that right, of the Go Red event?
That's correct.
All right. So Gail's in here, and she's brought in Diana Nickel, who's a Go Red survivor. Diana, pleasure to have you in.
Good morning. Thank you.
This is a great event coming up here. March 20th is when the panel discussion is. What time does that start?
So we start with a silent auction at 10:30 that morning, and then we'll move into a lunch program at about 11:30.
All right. We had Donna Koster in here. She's one of the panelists. She was in here on Wednesday, and was there four panelists altogether?
There are, yes.
Okay, and each of them has a unique story, and we're going to get into that here. And maybe the reason why this Go Red Month is celebrated each year.
Sure. There's a lot to still be done in terms of research into women's heart health. I think researchers have studied men for quite a while, and they're starting to realize that women's symptoms are different, women's risks are different. And honestly, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women, more than any other cancer combined. So that's why we raise awareness, and that's why we bring Go Red for Women to Manhattan.
All right. Well, Diana, I understand you're a patient of Gail's here. Tell us a little bit about your story.
November 8th of 2018, I was in Kansas City, grandsitting. We had just visited my youngest child, a daughter who'd had a new little baby born 2 months before and had transferred over to our son's house to take care of his children, who were 6 and 8, two little girls. I was doing just fine. I had bronchitis really, really bad and had gotten on an antibiotic called Z-Pak, which I'd been on before many, many years, you know, in a row, about once a year, I would get bronchitis. And somehow the medicine that I was on, combined with some self-doctoring, Mucinex DM, caused an electrical malfunction of my heart. Mm. And I stood up to take the girls upstairs at 7:30 p.m. November 8th and collapsed, had complete cardiac arrest, and died there in their living room, kitchen area. My husband happened to be there with me, thank you, Lord, and he had taken a CPR course 40 years before, so he immediately started doing chest compressions on me from what he remembered from his course that he had taken when he was working at Kansas State Bank. He dialed 911. The 15 people emerged on our son and daughter-in-law's house, and it became a God incident situation all the way around. There just happened to be a medical doctor for emergency medical services of Johnson County who lived 4 blocks away from our son's house. He saw his pager go off, jumped in his truck, brought in an AED machine, jumped me 7 times. That did not bring back. Then they brought in a mechanical CPR machine. I'm not sure if people are aware of what that does, but it is a band that's placed around your chest and compresses your chest within an inch and a half or two of your spine. That broke all my ribs, cracked my sternum. That still did not bring me back. The doctor then made the call. He called it the Hail Mary because they'd been working on me for a very long time. A witnessed cardiac arrest, the emergency crew will work on for 40 minutes. Well, by that time, it had passed 40 minutes. So he did a experimental event on me. He got another AED machine off of one of the fire trucks and put the paddles on my back. And then they placed the AED machine that he had brought in on my heart and did double sequential defibrillation, which did bring me back. But I was out and gone for 47 minutes.
Goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm a total walking miracle.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That is quite a story here. And, you know, time really is of the essence when you have
it
a
is.
Heart patient. And is that unheard of, 47 minutes?
Yes. The neurologist who was practicing at Olathe Medical, who saw me after they were finally able to bring me to deliver me to the emergency room at the hospital, said she'd been in practice for 30 years and she had never seen anyone down and gone that long. that would not have severe physiological or neurological damage. My family questions the neurological occasionally. I have some gaffes that I happen to have every once in a while.
So but, had you ever had a heart incident before
that? No, and that was what was the amazing thing about it. They determined that it was caused because of the medication I was on. So when they examined me in the hospital, I had no heart blockage, had previously no high blood pressure. It did do, of course, some damage to my heart, but I've been in cardiac rehab. Shout out to cardiac rehab here in Manhattan to Marty. They put you through the paces, and the whole thing is you need to change your lifestyle. Mine was brought on by medical situation, you know, an electrical malfunction. So I was not aware and did not have any high cholesterol or anything ahead of time.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. So knowing that here, it's probably a good idea, and I'll bring you on here again, Gail, for people to get screened every once in a while, just to have peace of mind.
Absolutely. So one of the things that the American Heart Association is promoting through this year's Go Red event is screening that starts at age 20 for women, which may seem young, but you have to know your numbers. You have to know kind of your baseline of who you are, and family history plays a big piece of it. And Diana didn't have any family history with heart health, with heart concerns. So just getting an annual physical, getting that lab work done, having your doctor just kind of do their annual assessment of you, you have to know what's going on with your body, because sometimes your body doesn't tell you that there's something going on. So
yeah.
I'd love to share with you, if you don't mind, our 6 and 8 year old granddaughters who witnessed the whole event were very helpful, because the 8-year-old unlocked the front door for the paramedics to arrive and get in and come and take care of me. The 6-year-old was, I think she was pretty frightened, but she's a little shoot from the hip little girl. And she was asked later on, "What happened to your Nana?" And she said, "You know, I'm not really sure, but I think Papa murdered her and the police came to investigate." Because we went from normal family time eating her birthday cake to Nana collapsing on the floor and Paul taking care of me until all the emergency crews could arrive, and all the flashing lights and everything. So it was an amazing, miraculous thing.
Yeah.
Well, I was dead. I didn't know what was going on. So.
Wow. Well, and you mentioned you had to make some lifestyle changes. How do you feel today?
I feel great. I'm on only 3 medications that are specifically prescribed for high blood pressure. And I'm trying to exercise. My husband put together an exercise bike for me that stares me in the face when I go to watch TV in our television room. So, and change of lifestyle as far as eating healthier. But exercising, I think, is a huge, huge deal.
Yeah. Well, what a great story here. And these are just some of the stories you'll hear in a couple weeks. Are you looking forward to this panel discussion?
I am, because I love to hear other people's stories. And I just have to give God the glory for mine, because there's no understandable reason why I'm alive and talking to you today. I'm a real miracle. So
wow.
It's good to be vertical.
Absolutely. It certainly is. Well, and this highlights, again, Go Red Month here for women, all month of March. And, again, this is the American Heart Association's thing, and the sponsor of that is Ascension Via Christi Hospital here. And anything else, Gail, you wanted to add in?
If you have a couple more minutes,
yeah.
Diana and her husband have become very big advocates for teaching CPR, making sure people know how to do CPR, getting AEDs into places that need them, so that if something ever happens again, yes. or happens to the next person, that more people can step in and help, like her husband helped her.
Yes, yes. We've had a couple of incidences where he's had to jump in, that since my incident a year and a half ago, you know, it's been really interesting to be feel like you're kind of on call now. So yes, and he wants to teach courses. I offer them to free people. So
great. Well, that is a good opportunity there. Well, Diana, we really appreciate hearing your story here today, and we'll look forward to hearing more of these stories in a couple weeks, March 20th at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.